to the podium.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Thank you for that warm white horse welcome. And I also want to thank Leona for her kind introduction today. As Ryan mentioned, Leona, Minister Agluka, is, of course, our new environment minister. She's probably better known here in her regional capacity as Minister of the Canadian Northern Economic Development Agency, Minister for the Arctic Council, and Minister responsible for the North, in all of which she does a great job. So one more big hand to Minister Agluka. Let me also extend my thanks to you, Ryan, for emceeing today's event and for doing such a terrific job of representing Yukoners in Ottawa. I know everybody appreciates it. We're fortunate to have both Ryan and Senator Dan Lang on our Conservative team, and I'm also delighted to have with me the Minister Bernard Vacour, qui vient de Nouveau-Brunswick, and Minister Oliver, all the way from Ontario. Of course, we have many representatives of local and territorial government as well, Grand Chief Massey, and of course, your own Premier, Darryl Pavlovsky. So please welcome everybody who's joined us here today. I gather, by the way, that this is UConn College's 50th anniversary this year. I'm told Karen Barnes, president, is here. Where is Karen? There's Karen. So Karen, please. Please convey to the board, to all of your colleagues, and to the students my congratulations on the achievement of your first half century. Thanks also to Quantum Machine Works for graciously hosting us today. I must say I'm very impressed of all these guys coming in on an official statutory holiday. This is very impressive. Thank you for being here, everybody. I'm going to come back to Quantum in just a moment, but before I do, let me just say how wonderful it is to be back once again in Canada's true north. C'est ma huitième tournée estivale dans le nord, mesdames et messieurs. It is my eighth northern summer tour, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, my ninth time here in Yukon as Prime Minister, and of course, Whitehorse is my first stop. Let me begin by wishing everyone a very happy Discovery Day. As was mentioned, each year on this day, Yukoners celebrate the discovery of gold in Bonanza Creek, the discovery that sparked the Klondike Gold Rush. Ce moment déterminant de l'histoire canadienne a donné naissance et a transformé à jamais, a donné naissance à cette ville et a transformé à jamais ce territoire et ce pays. That seminal moment in Canadian history gave birth to this city and would, of course, forever transform this territory and our country. Robert Service writes of that time, and let me quote, "Remember the year when the eyes of the world were turned to the north and the hearts of men were elate." Now, friends, although Service drafted those lines more than 100 years ago, encore aujourd'hui, le regard du monde est tourné vers le grand nord canadien. The eyes of the world are today once again fixed on Canada's north. That is in part because of the enormous mineral wealth of Canada's north and of Yukon especially. Yukon especially continues to be a magnet for the mining and exploration industry. In fact, the Fraser Institute ranked Yukon as the eighth most favorable jurisdiction for mining, not just in Canada, by the way, or even in the Americas. Le Yukon se classe au huitième rang des meilleurs endroits au monde pour les mineurs. Yukon is rated the eighth best place for miners in the entire world. No wonder Canada has been the world's top destination for exploration spending over the last 10 years. Il n'est donc pas étonnant de s'attendre à ce que la production de métaux et de minéraux en vient presque à doubler dans le Nord d'ici 2020. It is no wonder, therefore, that by 2020, northern metal and mineral output is expected to nearly double, just as it was in the late 1800s. Gold, copper, silver, lead, zinc, the demand for Yukon's resources, for all Canadians' resources, is today very strong, and notwithstanding ups and downs, likely to remain so over the long haul. And yet, as robust as our resource sector is, we are all aware that it faces the same challenges as its competitors around the world. Fluctuating metal prices, unpredictable project financing, labor recruitment, and skill shortages. Having riches below the ground does not in and of itself guarantee prosperity above. So here's the thing. Afin de réaliser le potentiel du Nord, nous devons agir. To realize the promise of the North, we must act. Sustained prosperity in the mining industry requires the following things: efficient and effective regulatory regimes, the best technology, the most innovative methods, and a highly skilled workforce. En effet, les sociétés minières du Yukon auront besoin de presque 1,700 nouveaux employés d'ici 2022. Indeed, Yukon's mining firms will need nearly 1,700 new employees, we project conservatively, by 2022. That doesn't include the multiple spin-off jobs that all of this new activity will generate. So the need is real, and the need is now. Therefore, to help create the conditions for success in northern mining, our government has taken action. We're streamlining duplicative, inefficient, and unpredictable regulations. We are investing in vital infrastructure. We are producing new geological maps of the north. And of course, we have lowered taxes for business and are keeping them down. And we are addressing the massive demand for labor. Donc, je suis ravi d'annoncer qu'en partenariat avec le gouvernement du Yukon, notre gouvernement fera un investissement majeur dans le Center for Northern Innovation in Mining du Collège du Yukon. I'm delighted, therefore, to announce that in partnership with the Yukon government, our government will make a substantial investment in Yukon College's Center for Northern Innovation in Mining right here. Here, Northerners will take the advanced training they need to fully benefit from the growth that is expected in Yukon's mining industry. Funds allocated in our Economic Action Plan 2013 will be used to build a state-of-the-art school. To be built at Yukon College's IAM de Gout campus, the center will be a one-stop shop. There, men and women will learn a range of trades to qualify them for high-quality, high-paying jobs in the mining industry. As part of this investment, the center will also develop a mobile trade school, what you might call a training lab on wheels. Soon, this mobile school will be visiting communities and mine sites from Watson Lake to Dawson City and many places in between. It will bring, quite literally, hands-on training to Yukoners everywhere. And that means those living in small, remote communities will no longer have the same barriers to sharing in new opportunities. I should tell you that I already like the way things are going. As part of the new center's work, Yukon College wasted no time in launching a mining operations program. La première promotion est déjà prête. Beaucoup de diplômés ont trouvé du travail directement en sortie du collège. Its first class has already graduated, and many of those graduates walked out of the college and right into jobs. That is how it's supposed to work. Our government's investment will allow the Center for Northern Innovation in Mining to expand quickly to help meet the growing need for labor. But that's not all. We're also expecting the center to go beyond education. It must become a world leader in northern mine training and industry-specific research and innovation. Upon foundations such as these will be built the strong, sustainable future that we envisage for northern mining and northern prosperity. All of this is actually, friends, part of a virtuous circle. Advanced knowledge and a well-trained, highly skilled workforce will attract investment. That means the center may well attract more of the very businesses that it is now trying to accommodate. In that way, it will stimulate the jobs and growth that the territory and, of course, Canada needs. Now, I did say at the outset I would speak a little bit more about our host, Quantum Machine Works. They do very interesting work. They design and manufacture diamond drilling equipment for businesses all over the world, and they have a very good skills development story. 20 years ago, Quantum's owner, Martin Lowe's, there's Martin over there, 20 years ago, shortly after purchasing Quantum, Martin hired his first apprentice, a young man eager to work and keen to learn about machine manufacturing. That young man's name is Lee Johnson, who's sitting right at the end there. Lee started apprenticing here at Quantum when he was 14 years old. I said he was young. I wasn't exaggerating. Lee worked with Martin until he was old enough to attend trade school. There was one problem. At the time, the program that Lee needed wasn't offered in Yukon. So he had to leave the territory to learn. But Lee was keen, and he knew how to work. He finished his program and was back in Yukon in no time, back at Quantum to once more work beside Martin, his friend, his mentor, and as of 2005, his business partner. So my friends, Lee's story illustrates just how important the right training is to future success. Once again, a big hand for this very successful business. All of this shows why we need places like Yukon College's Center for Northern Innovation and Mining. With our government's investment, this center will train hundreds, maybe even someday thousands, of Lee Johnsons right here in Yukon. That is a truly exciting prospect. It is what Northerners want and deserve. Now, everybody, you've been very generous with your time and attention, so let me just wrap up with this final thought. Le Grand Nord Canadien a toujours attiré les gens courageux, travaillants et rêveurs. Je suis plus que jamais convaincu que l'appel du Yukon, l'appel de tout le Nord, est véritablement un appel du Canada à la grandeur. Canada's North has always attracted the brave, the industrious, and the dreamers. Even today, adventurous Canadians still come here to seek their fortune, and I am more convinced than ever that the call of the Yukon, the call of the entire North, is truly Canada's call to greatness. So go forth, young man and young woman, to a place that inspires, a place of infinite promise, the North, where there is no limit to what can be achieved today, tomorrow, and for generations to come. Merci beaucoup. Thank you. Thank you.